It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of what's coming next that I cannot predict. It's the urge and the need and the want to protect myself from getting hurt, from feeling pain. It's the lack of trust that I have for myself to be able to go through events that are to come. So to control means I'm doing my best to try to predict the outcome, to predict the situations.
I want to welcome you to Raw Honey. I want to ask you, is life working out for you the way that you want it to? Are you claiming your birthright by living a life that's fulfilling, happy, and peaceful? Because let me remind you, that is exactly what you deserve. You get to choose the perspectives that will work for you, that will help you into creating the life of your dreams. So thank you so much for allowing me to share my thoughts, to be real, raw, and vulnerable with you. I really cannot wait to dive into this week's topic. So what are you waiting for? Let's go.
Yay, I get to create another podcast, and this week we get to talk about the need to be in control. And I'm laughing because it's definitely something that I personally struggle with. It's, you know, having that need to be in control, to control everything, to make sure everything goes like my way or the highway. And it was really a hard pill to swallow. But I started noticing when I was younger, I think in my teenage year, one of my friends, she kind of uttered under her breath, like, oh, it's always got to be her way. And I had a very, very strong sense and urge and need to have things go my way. So it's a very hard pill to swallow. I feel like I've gotten so much better with trying to be in control, with trying to get things to like be my way, or I get pissed. But it's still a thing. It's still a thing. And that's the feedback that I've received. And my partner recently told me, you know, like he had the guts, had the balls to tell me, yeah, I feel like when you feel like things don't go your way, you let it affect you. And so to me, right, like after hearing that, it's like, well, of course I'm gonna get pissed when things don't go my way, right? But then again, it's like, no, I don't have to react that way, right? That's just a reaction. It's just me getting triggered every time I expect things to go one way, but then it turns out to go another way. And I know I'm not the only person who's controlling. Either you, the listener, are also controlling, you have controlling tendencies, or you know someone who can be very controlling. And honestly, to admit that you're controlling, it takes a lot of guts. You've got to be very courageous and brave, and very self-aware to be able to admit that, yo, maybe I do have a tendency to control and I do need things to go my way, or else I'm not going to be happy, or else I'm going to be in a bad mood, right? And what that does, honestly, is it not only affects you, but it affects the next person. It affects people around you, and it's just not fair, right? It's not fair. So it's really, really important to take a closer look at why it is that, you know, we're so controlling, that we have this need for everything to go our way. And when things don't go our way, we get so butthurt and we get so like pissed off, and then like we ruin other people's moods, right? So I try to take a look at why it is that I need things to go my way. And when things don't go my way, I get so pissed. I don't want to be this way. But the fact of the matter is it happens, right? So there's no point in like suppressing it. And I do realize that it's my responsibility to figure out and dig a little deeper to find out as to why it's a thing in the first place, so that I can show myself compassion. And essentially what I've boiled it down to is the reason why I am so controlling is because I have a hard time accepting uncertainty. It's the fear of the unknown. It's the fear of what's coming next that I cannot predict. It's the urge and the need and the want to protect myself from getting hurt, from feeling pain. It's the lack of trust that I have for myself to be able to go through events that are to come. So to control means I'm doing my best to try to predict the outcome, to predict the situations, to apply safety paths where I feel like I might get hurt if that happens. So I try my best to either avoid the situation, to brace myself for the situation because I feel like it's going to hurt. It's essentially not being able to learn to cope with, you know, these seemingly negative emotions in the first place. It's letting my negative emotions overcome me. And so knowing that that creates pain and that is what hurts, of course, I'm going to try to control the situation so that it happens the way that I want it to, meaning is the safest route for me to go. And so knowing this, I become compassionate towards myself, right? Like, of course, you're going to try to control the situation because you want things to go your way, because you want and need to protect yourself. How can I ever blame myself for trying to protect myself, right? It's natural for us to want to protect ourselves. And so understanding this, I can catch myself the next time I try to control things or the next time I get mad and moody when things don't go my way. And I can tell myself instead that, girl, this is the perfect time for you to practice trusting yourself, right? It's trusting and having faith that I am more than well equipped to go through whatever life has for me, right? No matter how easy it is for me to believe that I can't handle it, it's going to be too much for me, you know, like that rejection is going to be too much for me, or like that judgment is going to be too much for me, or that embarrassment is going to be too much for me. It's understanding that if it bothers you in the first place, it is something for you to look at, right? It is something for me to look at. So it's something that I get to work on. And it's also trusting that, no, it's not too much for me. So then I can learn to let go of control. Okay, just trusting, just being at ease, just being confident in my ability to go through whatever it is that I have to go through. How amazing is it, think about it, to be able to live life not having to control anything? Or this doesn't mean that you don't plan for things, right? Because you can most definitely plan, you know, have goals and achieve them. But it's not relying so much for the outcome to go your way, or else everything is like done for. Everything is doom and gloom. And, you know, now I'm fucking pissed that like this traffic came out of nowhere and I didn't expect it. I didn't predict it, right? When things don't go as planned, when things pop up in your radar that you didn't like account for, the difference between someone who is, you know, who has the need and tendency to control, their reaction is a lot different than someone who is more go with the flow, at ease, calm, confident. The way that they respond to the situation is a lot different. They're two totally different energies, right? One is like very fear-based and one is very like faith-based. It's very calm. It's collected. It's knowing that, okay, so this happened. I didn't expect it to happen, but, and, right? Life goes on and I can still make the best of it, right? That's the goal. And to think about the possibility of responding to situations when things don't go my way, more than reacting and getting mad and getting pissed and like cursing and being in a bad mood, thus affecting other people's moods around me, right? Thus creating like more negative events. The possibility of that happening excites me because I know it's possible, right? And the fact that I have already been able to let go of a lot of controlling tendencies to be where I am, it's fucking amazing. There's progress. And so I know that if I can do it, you know, this girl right here who is known for being very controlling. If I can do it, so can you, right? And the more I can show myself compassion for having controlling tendencies, the more I'm able to be compassionate towards other people. It all starts with me, first and foremost. It all starts with how far I'm willing to meet myself, how deep I'm willing to go with myself. And how far and how deep I'm willing to go with myself is how far and deep I'm willing to go with you. I want nothing more than to be able to love and accept myself. And this includes having the tendency to be controlling, so that I can in turn love and accept and be compassionate towards others who also have these tendencies that are not the most lovable, right? That just kind of screams, I'm in pain and I'm hurt and I don't know what else to do. So this is the best that I can do to try to protect myself, to try to ease my pain and to numb my pain, right? This is the best that I can do. It's understandable that, you know, we have controlling tendencies and we get to do something about it. We get to learn to trust ourselves. We get to learn to choose to respond in situations that don't go our way instead of reacting, right? Which, like, is our normal tendency. And there is so much power in that. There is so much love to that. There's so much freedom and liberation in that. There really is no need to control. But when we do end up controlling, trying to control and manipulate people in situations to try to go our way, it's a trauma response. It's a need to protect ourselves. So we show ourselves compassion and then we move on and we make better choices. And doing that, practicing that, will yield better results so that we find ourselves not having as big of an urge to make sure that everything has to go our way. Otherwise, we won't be able to handle it. I want to extend so much love to everyone who watches and listens to Raw Honey. And this concludes episode 15. Can you believe it? Ready or not, episode 16 is coming out soon. All right, guys. Bye.